Good morning. Let's come to order and go on the record. I am Commissioner Tenola D. Brown Bland, and with me this morning are Commission Chairman Edward S. Finley Jr. and Commissioners Brian E. Beatty, Susan W. Rabin, Don M. Bailey, Jerry C. Dockham, and James G. Patterson. The Commission now calls for hearing docket number E-100, sub 140, in the matter of biennial determination of avoided cost rates for electric utility purchases from qualifying facilities, 2014. These are the 2014 biennial proceedings held by this commission pursuant to the provisions of Section 210 of the Public Utility Regulatory Policies Act of 1978 and applicable Federal Energy Regulatory Commission regulations pertaining to this commission's responsibilities for determining each utility's avoided costs with respect to rates for purchases from qualifying cogenerators and small power production facilities. These proceedings are also being held pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 62-156, which requires this commission to determine the rate to be paid by electric utilities for power purchased from small power producers as defined in General Statute 62-3, 27A. On February 25th, 2014, in the above referenced docket, the Commission issued its order establishing biennial proceeding and scheduling hearing. By the order, Duke Energy Carolinas, LLC, DEC, Duke Energy Progress, Inc., DEP, Virginia Electric and Power Company doing business as Dominion North Carolina Power, DNCP, Western Carolina University, WCU, and New River Light and Power Company, New River, were made parties to the proceeding. The following parties filed timely petitions to intervene that were granted by the Commission: the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association, the Carolina Utility Customers Association, Inc., the Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates 1, 2, and 3, the North Carolina Waste Awareness and Reduction Network, the Environmental Defense Fund, the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, the North Carolina Hydro Group, the Alliance for Solar Choice, the Public Works Commission of the City of Fayetteville, the North Carolina Chapter of the Sierra Club, and the Natural Resources Defense Council, and Google, Inc. The public staff's intervention and participation is recognized pursuant to General Statute 62-15D and Commission Rule R1-19E. On December 31st, 2014, the Commission issued an order setting avoided cost parameters, which, among other things, established certain parameters by which avoided cost rates should be calculated and required that DEC, DEP, DNCP, WCU, and New River file proposed avoided cost rates by March 2, 2015. On January 8, 2015, the Commission issued an order scheduling this public hearing to receive non-expert public witness testimony at this date and time, Tuesday, May 19, 2015, at 9:30 a.m. in Raleigh, North Carolina. DNCP filed affidavit of publication of public notice on May 8, 2015, and DEP and DEC did the same on May 13, 2015. Pursuant to General Statute 138A-15E, I remind members of the Commission of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time as to whether any commissioner has any known conflict of interest with respect to this docket. Let the record reflect that no such conflicts were identified. I now call upon counsel for the parties to announce their appearances for the record, beginning with the utilities.
Good morning. I'm Kendrick Fentress, appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas and Duke Energy Progress.
Andrea Cowles with McGuire Woods, appearing on behalf of Dominion North Carolina Power.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Michael Youth, representing the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association. NCSEA's lead counsel in this matter, Charlotte Mitchell, cannot attend this morning, but I am accompanied this morning by Steve Levitis with Kilpatrick Townsend. He will also be serving as co-counsel in this, in phase two of this proceeding. I'd also like to quickly let the commission know there are some qualifying facility developers in attendance this morning. others may be streaming in. There's some things going on down the street also. What I've been told to a developer is the developers appreciate what the commission has done thus far and will continue to do in terms of balancing the interests of utilities, QFs, and ratepayers. And they extend their thanks and ask for your careful scrutiny in this phase of the proceeding.
Well, that's what we always try to do, Mr. Youth, so no thanks is necessary.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. Gudrun Thompson with the Southern Environmental Law Center, representing Southern Alliance for Clean Energy.
Good morning. John Runkle, representing MC Warren.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Tim Dodge, the public staff, also participating in this second phase of proceedings for the council. It means Lucy Edmondson. We represent the Evening and Consuming Public Commissioners.
All right. Good morning to all of you, including Ms. Edmondson in the back. All right, are there any preliminary matters before we begin the public with the public witnesses? All right, Mr. Dodge, you identified any public witnesses?
We have, Madam Chair.
All right, you can call the first one.
First witness, Heath McLaughlin.
Good morning. I don't know where to stand. Is this okay? Do I need to sit or can I stand?
You probably want to sit, and if you'll place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right, I swear you in. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
All right. Mr. Dodge?
Good morning, Mr. McLaughlin. Can you please state your name and spell your last name, if you don't mind, for the record, please?
Sure. My name is Heath McLaughlin. Last name is McLaughlin.
And your address?
Got me. I actually was not intending to be first public witness, so I'm a little off guard here at this point. The address that we're currently using in Raleigh is 176 Mine Lake Court, Suite 100, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27615.
But as you say, you were currently utilizing, or you're representing
That's my
a business
address,
or,
yeah.
And what is the name of your business?
Blue Green Energy, LLC.
Okay. Please proceed with your statement.
The chair doesn't move. Oh. As I'm not prepared to be witness number one, I was just coming here to lend support. So, as stated, my name is Heath McLaughlin with a company called Blue Green Energy, and I just wanted to appear today to lend my support to what the Utility Commission has done in the past and is currently seeking to continue to do, which is create a regulatory framework for QF developers such as myself. To operate with a sense of understanding of what the guidelines look like and what the future looks like for project development and solar development in general. I appreciate the fair and balanced approach here to try to find a middle ground so developers like ourselves can operate with some understanding for what the utilities are willing to accept and what the solar developers are seeking to achieve. I recognize their despairing positions, but this middle ground is what's necessary for project development to continue, and I just want to thank you for all your hard work. I recognize it's difficult. One thing I find that is in my the purpose with our company is that transparency is paramount, and the greater transparency there is in the marketplace and transparency in the regulatory process, the more helpful for us to understand what to expect, what we need to accomplish in the way of development strategy, because it takes time. Every project takes usually 2 years to be basically achieve what we call NTP, notice to proceed, and that 2-year time period is really important for us to not have a lot of change during that time period. And if we can look out and forecast what to expect, it helps us with our development process. And with that, I want to say thank you.
All right, any questions?
Good morning, Mr. McLaughlin. My name is John Runkle with NC Warren. Your company's a Blue Green Energy?
Correct.
What kind of projects do you develop?
So our company is what I call sole purpose developer. We develop in the solar markets, so we develop solar farms. I was introduced and basically began developing solar farms in North Carolina about 5 years ago due to this QF program that North Carolina had established. I had looked across the U.S. and actually in Canada and elsewhere in the Caribbean and found that North Carolina was the most transparent state what the clearest guidelines and the best policy for me to operate. And so for the past 5 years, I've been developing initially with Progress Energy with the SunSense program. That was an excellent program, and that's kind of how I got started, and had graduated to the 5-megawatt QF program. I've been doing that for the past several years, and I think it's the best program in the U.S.
Approximately how many megawatts did you install last year?
In the neighborhood of a little north of 30 megawatts.
Okay. And how many are you working on right now?
In the neighborhood between 30 and 50 megawatts, and I say that with a range because working on it is underway to state it. It's a challenge on every level, not just from purely the guidelines, but just on the ground with dealing with the property owners and dealing with wetland features and other environmental issues that come into play. It's every day. It's a good day to get out there and work hard.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Any other questions on this side of the room? All right. Any questions?
No questions. No questions.
All right. Questions from the commissioners. All right. There being no questions, you may step down and are free to go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Carson Harkrader.
All right, if you place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right, do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right, Mr. Dodge.
Good morning, Ms. Harkrader.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Sure, my name is Carson Harkrader, and Harkrader is H-A-R-K-R-A-D-E-R. And address is 400 West Main Street, Suite 503 in Durham, and it's 27701.
Is that a business address?
Yes, and I work for Carolina Solar Energy.
Please proceed with your statement.
Thank you. As I mentioned, my name is Carson Harkrader. I work for Carolina Solar Energy in Durham. Since 2008, we have developed over 20 projects that are now operating in North Carolina, and that's about 75 megawatts DC of solar power. We have more projects in queue with both Duke and Dominion Energy. I grew up in Durham, and I worked for 8 years with GE Wind Energy in New York and Asia, and I returned in 2012 to North Carolina to work in the solar energy industry here. I've had the opportunity to do a lot of work in the very rural parts of North Carolina in the past 3 years, as well as coming to numerous hearings here at the Utilities Commission. The main purpose of my comments this morning is to reiterate our thanks and just take a moment to sincerely thank the Commission for the time and consideration you have devoted to the Senate Bill 3 and PURPA proceedings over the past several years. As you know, North Carolina has become a national leader in solar, and the Commission, this could not have helped, has have happened without the careful Commission, the careful considered rules and proceedings that the Commission has led over the past decade. We appreciate your willingness to engage in these complex and sometimes contentious proceedings. I also want to mention that in the past avoided cost hearings, we know that the Commission has worked very hard to strike that reasonable balance, and that you devoted significant time last year to striking that balance that was reflected in the December 31st order last year. And speaking on behalf of my industry, what we are asking for is a careful review and scrutiny of the proposals of the utilities to ensure this balance is achieved in the current avoided cost docket. And we thank you very much.
All right, any further questions for this witness? Any questions from the utilities?
Questions. No questions.
Any questions from the commissioners?
Any relation to Richard Harkrader or Ms. Harkrader?
Yes, I'm his older daughter.
All right, I take it there are no follow-up questions on that. So with that, thank you for coming, Ms. Harkrader. You may step down. Mr. Dodge, any other witnesses?
I'm not aware of any other public witnesses at this time.
All right. Are there any other members of the public that wish to come forward and give testimony this morning? Oh, the door opens. Nope. All right. Let the record reflect that no one came forward. Are there any other matters to come before the commission at this time?
Chairman, if mine is really a question. In the December 31st order, there was a pretty comprehensive discussion of the sort of the values of distributed generation, the values of solar, and the commission in the order discussed the different testimony, but said that until there was an integration study, that there were certain things that the commission could not consider in the voided cost rate. And that's to be a study of looking at the costs and the benefits of the of solar. The question is that something that the commission initiates, or do you order the utilities to undertake that, or do the utilities undertake that on their own merit? It seems to me that that's an important study, certainly looking at avoided cost rates, that needs to be done. Somebody needs to take the initiative. So that's my question is, what is that process?
I don't believe that the commission has considered the process at this point, but it's my understanding that that would come with the next proceedings, the next avoided cost proceedings. Is that beyond that, I just tell you right now that the order speaks for itself, and we will look into that, and if we need to get back to you, we will.
Yeah, it seems to me that that's an important issue, because we can put it off until the next biennial proceeding, and then if we don't have that study, then it's not integrated. So I mean, I guess in a proposed order in the second half here, that might be something that we could raise and at least initiate that process then.
All right, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Anything else from the commission this morning? All right, there being nothing else, we thank all of you for coming to and expressing your interest by your presence here. And with that, we'll be adjourned.